This is a press conference podcast from Jayhawkslant.com.
Matt Tate from the Lawrence Journal World here in town. Welcome to town, first of all.
Thank you. You've
obviously been around and seen a bunch of different athletic departments and faced different challenges and advantages. I just wonder, the challenges that are here, are they unique compared to what you've seen in the past? And then what would you identify as maybe the biggest challenge maybe on August 1st?
You know, I think that every athletic program is unique in its own ways. As I begin here, I'm not even sure how unique and what those unique ways are. But I'm sure there are unique things to Kansas that's unlike any other place I've been. But there's also things that I take from every university I've been to that I think are applicable here at Kansas. So I look forward to getting in and working with the coaches and staff and finding out how things are being done now. And just my job is to see if we can do them better. See if we can help each and every one of our programs. Again, I mentioned removing obstacles for coaches are really important, removing them for our student athletes. Administration is there to assist those coaches and support those student athletes. So that's really what I'm looking forward to doing. You know, Sean Lesser has done a great job, and Jim Marchione and some others getting me information. I'm just now really starting to dig into that. Excited to get to campus on September 1st and find out what I don't know.
Blair, Kirkhoff.
Kansas City Star. Good to see you.
How do you measure success and progress
in football?
Well, you know, big picture-wise, I think for our program, it's first our goal is set to reach a bowl game. And so we'll strive to reach a bowl game, and once we reach that level, we won't stop there. Then we'll move on to more games, and then ultimately, I'm not shy and say about someday down the road, we're going to win the Big 12 championship. We've done it here at Kansas in the past, and it's something we're certainly going to work every day and night to do.
Tom Keegan from the Lawrence Journal World. How long does a coach deserve, in fairness, how quickly can you evaluate a struggling coach and his?
Well, I think as an AD that has been around football my entire career and has been very directly involved with football really my entire career, you know, one of the first challenges would be to get in and start assessing our program. You know, I've had good conversations with Coach Beatty, looking forward to seeing his operation, understanding how he goes about business in the inside, and then certainly they're preparing for that first game on September 1. So we'll really start to know the progress of the program on September 1 when the season begins.
Chris Lazzarino with the Kansas Alumni Magazine. If I could ask a question of you, Chancellor, and you, Drew. Chancellor, many, many leaders over the decades have turned to Drew for important advice at this sort of stage. What does he bring that the leaders look for? And Drew, if you could follow up with, what are you looking for when you do these searches? When do you know that you have the right fit?
Thanks, Chris. Yeah, I think when you look at Drew's career trajectory, not just his success here at KU as an athlete, but as a student and then as a law graduate, then going on to lead Kansas City Power and Light as a CEO, obviously has tremendous experience as an executive and understands what it takes to be a successful executive, brings that same skill set then to anything that he takes on, including a search like this. Obviously, his experience over those years, as you referred to, of my predecessor, both Bob Hemingway and Bernadette Gray Little reaching out to Drew to help lead various elements of the university and in particular various times through athletics. That experience that he brings to the table, his deep knowledge of our program has just been invaluable through this process.
Well, I think I recited the criteria the Chancellor laid out for us at the opening of my remarks today. And I think those are valid for probably just about any search that's conducted. In today's world of information access, you can find out amazing things about people. It doesn't matter who they are. And frankly, anyone who wants to do that type of exploring can do that. The thing that I've always found that I feel most comfortable with after you've looked at all the measurable and the visible data about a person in their life is to meet them. There's nothing quite like looking into the eye and visiting and reading the body language of a person, and that's been true my entire life. I tend to trust my gut, trust my instincts after all the rest of the homework is done, and you can read people, I think, pretty well. I operate that way with my children, and I don't mean to mix social and professional life, personal, but meeting Jeff, for example, for the first time was one of those pivotal moments. You know, you can read a person who is pleasant to meet, very sociable, a gentleman, a professional, but who is tougher than nails. It just in the way he communicates and the resolve with which he describes those things that make him tick, you can tell that, like the chancellor, this guy means business.
Jeff, Sam Mellinger with the Kansas City Star. You talked about, football specifically and sort of in general, removing obstacles for coaches. Have you had enough time? Can you describe some obstacles that you see in football and maybe some areas where the program can do better on its own?
Well, I think when I first look at the program, and I don't want to revolve everything around finances, but I just want to make sure that we have the resources we currently have committed to the right areas of the football program to help it be successful. And then it's obvious to me that my job will be to go out to raise more money and find new revenue streams through our program to support the football program and really all of our programs. You can do some data analysis and just follow the resources and you'll find some of the more successful programs. Not always, but I always talk about you have to be within a range. You got to be in striking distance with resources to be able to compete. You don't always need the best. We're always going to, or the most. We're going to do more with less. That's my nature. That's, I believe, the culture of Kansas. We're going to do more with less, but we've got to move those resources and get them into a range that we can compete. So that's going to be a challenge of mine, and I'm ready to go to work to do that.
Hi, Jeff. Kevin Romery from Midco Sports Network here in town. You kind of touched on, I guess, the athletic programs there, but I'm sure you're well aware of one of the largest projects that this university has ever put on with the fundraising for the football stadium. How does that start, and how do you really get that going?
Well, I think first it starts with a thank you on behalf of the new athletic director to Mr. David Booth for that incredible commitment he made on the front end. That's an astonishing commitment. But at this point, I think, I need to get in and look at the plans of the stadium and understand better how they hope to get where they hope to get. I certainly, having a new football stadium, renovated football stadium, not a new football stadium, a renovated stadium. Don't start. I'm going to build a new football stadium. Renovate the football stadium and improve it for fan access and enjoyment. That takes an assessment as well. I have not had a chance to see the plans, and I haven't seen the fundraising plan that goes along with it. I know we have a tremendous initial gift that is really going to help get this program off the ground, and it already had. But I need to understand more about that, and I'm looking forward to understanding behind the scenes the rollout and what they hope to accomplish with the $300 million campaign.
Doug, I was wondering, not getting into specifics too much, but how quickly did you guys identify Jeff as somebody you wanted to really pursue in this process? And then, Jeff, I was just curious about, there's been a lot of new facilities built here in the last handful of years, and did that make this job more appealing to you, knowing that some of that stuff's kind of out of the way and you can move forward from there? So two different questions, but I didn't want to make Joe bring the mic back.
Appreciate that. I really asked Drew, Reggie, and Jed and the team to cast a broad net and not just think, but to think out of the box as well. So to look not just at sitting Power 5 ADs, but also ADs from other conferences, and then some non-ADs, some non-traditional folks. Having said that, one name kind of surfaced almost immediately, and it was this gentleman to my left. And as we went through, or really as they went through that process, and we discussed it and started narrowing that field down, it became clear to us reasonably quickly. This whole thing went reasonably quickly. By academic standards, this went very quickly. but it, you know, Jeff really just kept rising to the top in every conversation that we had, and of course, as Drew said, as you do your due diligence, and then you really want to start that conversation one-on-one, and just really understand who the person is, what motivates them, what their passion is, what drives them, what's important to them, what their priorities are going to be, and does that fit, and does that align, and I think once we actually met, that came clear pretty quickly.
My answer. I'm just a smiling fella up here. Just happy to be here. You know, the facilities are great. My answer to that is twofold, really. Facilities are great. But I'll be candid. The challenge is what got me excited about Kansas, the challenge. And for an AD, you know, some of us look for challenges. We like to compete, as I say. I'm coming here to compete, and I'm excited about that opportunity. And then further, I will just say this. You know what? Facilities are great. People are more important. You win with people, and our coaches, our staff, and our student athletes, they're going to be the formula for success. Yes, the facilities are great, but people make the difference.
Jeff, the two Kansas basketball players' names were mentioned in federal indictments, and you have language in your contract that has to do with, does that have anything to do, A, have anything to do with B, and what level of concern do you have that Kansas could, that could lead to something not good for Kansas?
Well, I answer this first.
Okay.
I will say that I'm very confident that Kansas, we're going to work through this process and we're going to be just fine. I think that was something I certainly considered as I decided to take the job. So, you know, I'm very confident that we're going to work through this.
And I would add, Tom, that language was ours in discussion with our consultant, and knowing, of course, that story is out there, that conversation continues. We wanted to demonstrate our confidence in where we were with this, and our ability to work through this, and our belief that we are not at risk in this. And so that was really our doing to put that language out there. That was not at his request. It was a way to reassure him that we are confident as well about where we are.
Hi, Jeff. Al Wallace, Fox 4 TV, WDAF out of Kansas City. You're no stranger to Big 12 athletics, working at Oklahoma, Power 5 League, Big 12, and the SEC. Over the years, from afar, what's been your perception of Kansas and Kansas athletics? Because you've competed against this school while at OU, and just from afar, what have you over the years thought about KU?
Well, first of all, when I think of Kansas, it's an incredible university. As I mentioned in my comments, an AAU institution that's world class. And I think about the passion of the fans that I've seen for my 30-plus years in intercollegiate athletics. Jayhawks are one of those brands you just know. And when I say it, I get chills because this is a special place. And I think you all know it, but I know it as well. Even though I'm not from Kansas, but I know that this is a special place, and it's one of those intercollegiate athletic programs that any AD would want to be a part of and lead. So I think it's a great school, great potential, and one that you like to compete against when you're not at Kansas. You like to compete against Kansas because of all of what it is.
Jeff, my name is Andrew Rosenthal. I'm from the University of Daily Kansan, the student newspaper at KU. The university has seen a decline in student attendance in both men's basketball and football events over the past 4 years. You talk about how the people have a connection to athletics. What's your outlook on finding the bridge between the athletic department and the student body?
Well, great question. First of all, I love the student body. I think our athletic program has to be reaching out to the student body. We need to be communicating with them and really talking with the student body to find out what are the things that they want to see, what are the things they want to participate in, because truly the student body is what makes the entire field house or arena or football field. They're the ones who make it exciting. So it's really important for us to get students engaged, because students actually help bring other fans to the stadium because of their enthusiasm. So, you know, I think our staff and I will go to work on that early on, trying to engage with students or continuing to engage with students and try and find the things out that are important to them to get them into our venue. So, they're important. Our student athlete or our students are very important to that environment in any one of our competitive arenas.
Matt Galloway, Topeka Capital Journal. Jeff, when you look back at your time at Arkansas, what lessons did you learn that will help you here?
Well, first, I'm incredibly proud of what we accomplished at the University of Arkansas. I think if you look at the record of what we achieved and what we overcome, I'm very, very proud of it. I've learned many things, and I've learned many things from every stop along the way. I think if you check my record, I've been at a number of institutions, and again, they're all unique, and they all teach you different things. I know how competitive that conference was. And so I learned to compete even harder in that conference. And so I bring that with me to Kansas, that we're going to compete even harder as we work to our coaches and our student athletes.
Hey, Jeff. Vahe Gregorian, Kansas City Star. Greetings. Glad to have you here.
Thank you.
I just wanted to ask you if there was an unintended consequence of Christina being in the spotlight a little more than you would have liked with this. And in good humor, I wonder what that's been like in terms of you guys talking about you coming here and her being there.
Well, it started when I was at Arkansas, and she was in Missouri. So you will find my youngest child has quite a personality, and she and I will get after each other pretty good. So there'll be competition right here in the Long family between KU and Missouri. So I guarantee you that.
Benton Smith, Lawrence Journal World. Just curious, how much you've been able to communicate with David Beatty so far? What are kind of the tones of those conversations? And what are your expectations for what you'd like to see out of this program this season?
Yeah, David and I have had telephone conversations, and really it's because he was headed off to his vacation. But, you know, this is really the first time I've been on campus, since being hired. So I haven't had a chance to have much conversation. And matter of fact, today I will meet my athletic staff today for the first time. So, you know, we haven't had any detailed discussions about the football program. You know, I need to get here and see firsthand. I know he's a coach. I know he's a good person. I know he works hard. So, but we have not gotten any depth into about his program. But I look forward to doing that, and look forward to talk to him about his approach and his coaches and recruiting and everything they do that's involved with the football program.
I know, first time on campus. Have you been to Lawrence before?
Well, I said to you, one of my guiding principles is going to be honesty, integrity. When the job opened, I jumped in my car and I drove up here to Lawrence, Kansas. I'd been here with Oklahoma and I'd been here with Arkansas, but when you come in and out for an athletic event, you really don't get to know the town. So I told my wife I was going to take a ride. So I jumped in the car and drove up here and really just spent a day driving around, walking around anonymously, going down the main street and having a cup of coffee. So I just took the opportunity to really try to get to know the place. Because for me and my wife at this point, we are empty nesters. So our next spot needed to be a place that we could both be very happy as a couple. And I was overwhelmed and really excited about Lawrence, Kansas. So So I've seen it in that way, so I've been to campus that way.
And I just wonder what the next few weeks are like as you transition to August 1st and you know.
Yes, that's a great question, and I want to thank the chancellor for this. I had a previously planned vacation with my three wonderful daughters, so he's allowing me to do that. So we're going to take a little vacation, and then I'm going to hit the ground August 1 on my anniversary, full speed. We like to go. We're actually going to Yellowstone, so we're in search of wildlife. So we'll see.
He'll find it.
Jeff, Dennis Dodd, CBS Sports. Welcome.
Hi, Dennis.
Hi. Forget the circumstances under which the three football coaches you hired left. Could you talk about the qualities that you saw in hiring Wonstadt and Petrino and Brett Bielema?
Yeah, as I look at coaches, first of all, I think about coaches as leaders of young men. They need to be able to lead. The X's and O's, trust me, they're important, and I get it, and we have to make sure that they know how to, you know, coach the game. But I think leaders of young men is most important. So I look for that first. You know, I do think that they've got to have an offensive or defensive style of play that will work in our program. So, you know, those are the things that I think I look for first and foremost.
We have time for one or two more questions before Jeff and Drew and the Chancellor need to head out.
This is Gary Goodort, KC Star. I just wondered, Jeff and the Chancellor, if Coach Self was able to speak with Jeff during the process and what Jeff thinks of Coach in the basketball program.
Well, thank you. Yes, and I saw firsthand why Bill Self is such a great recruiter, because I'll be candid, he recruited me here, and I'm proud of that, and that meant a lot to me. But you know, Bill reached out, and he did. He recruited me, and that meant a lot, and I respect him. I've respected him, you know, throughout my career in athletics. Again, he's someone that people look up to. He's been very engaged nationally with the NABC and those things. So, you know, Bill Self is an admired coach, and I was, you know, really excited to have a chance to talk with him and him share his views of Kansas and the program we had here. So,
yeah, and I would just add, you know, Coach Self brings so much experience, expertise. I mean, he is very present on the national level and brings a lot of perspective. Obviously, has a lot of connections as well. So he was valuable for me as well through this process and bouncing ideas off him.
One last question from Tom.
Chancellor, you mentioned that Jeff Long's national profile. Why is that important for Kansas to have an athletic national profile and connections?
You know, I think having a number of things. First of all, you know, one of my aspirations for KU is to continue to elevate the national profile of the university. And that's important as an AAU institution. It's important as a top-tier research institution. It's important from a recruiting perspective for our students, for our scholars. And as you bring leaders in, the opportunity to bring in people who have that national exposure really does help elevate our stature. Having said that, it also brings a different perspective. It brings a national perspective to your program, which is obviously a local regional program, but we do play on a national front in everything that we do. And so having that national expertise, that national profile, I think just really elevates all of us through the process.